Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host is Otto Lohse.
My nap is over, John.
At least he's honest. This is good. And Shari Batone is our guest, and Shari is the Senior Mobility Specialist or Manager at the town of North Hempstead. And, of course, we always have to bring Christina Lewin to everything. Shari was booked on this show maybe 5 weeks ago. I think Christina has a direct line to God because he said it's going to snow tomorrow. And what is the best way to prepare for snow than to have the town of North Hempstead's mobility manager here? So thank you, Christina, for your connections.
She's quite a producer.
We're getting ready for what's going to, whatever, how big the storm is going to be, but it's definitely the first storm of the season.
Yes.
Ideas and tips. I mean, people sitting home, so people always get nervous. They run to the store, they run, what should really people do?
So as I was walking into the radio station today, I got an alert on my phone that up to a foot of snow. And so timing is everything. Well, the good thing is storms are forecasted. We all know what we should be doing to prepare. And quite honestly, a lot of people, I think, have heeded the warnings, and especially from the past experience of the last couple of years. And the supermarket I went to last night was packed. And I asked the people working there, they looked exhausted. And so they've been, people are getting out. But, do all the things that you might not be able to, even going into early next week in case the ground is, there's ice and difficulty getting around. So fill your prescriptions today. Stock up on food and snacks so you're not tempted that you have to go out and get that bagel. Mm-hmm. Well, buy some extra bagels today and put them in the freezer. You got to fill up your gas tank of all your cars just in case. Charge up your phones. Go to the bank. Take out some cash. If you had to get into the doctor, maybe they could see you today and not Monday because Monday morning might be a problem. And basically plan to stay in tomorrow. All day tomorrow, Saturday, is going to be an issue. And if you get everything done, you won't have an urgent need to go out. So that's the best advice, stay in. And something else that you could do with regard to snow shoveling, we always get questions about snow shoveling, is that call your local hardware store and see if they can give you some referrals for people to clear your driveway and your walkways so that you're not having to flag people down on the street last minute and be subject to whatever they're charging. So, there are several hardware stores around the town that give a couple referrals. Some employees actually do this kind of work.
I think that's amazing. I never heard of that, but it makes so much sense.
And you don't even, you call them, you give them your address, and you tell them to call you with an estimate. They don't necessarily have to come in your house. So it's something arranged in advance. You'll hopefully save some money. You'll have somebody reliable. Maybe you set something up, that every time it snows 4 inches, automatically come.
Right.
I'm from Buffalo, and this is what everybody does. They sign on with someone to come clear their snow as soon as it snows. And they usually come at about 4:30 in the morning, and again at 7 or 8 in the morning. And they just come automatically, and everyone on my block does that.
Be nice to your neighbors that have plows.
Yes.
If you're lucky enough.
Neighbors can help neighbors.
Yes, but you really shouldn't be snow shoveling. It's not a good idea for a senior to be doing that, or really anyone that has any issues. The neck and shoulders can be aching for weeks after you've done some heavy snow shoveling. And if you absolutely must and you don't have anyone, you got to shovel or even push the snow when it's very light and fluffy. Because when it starts to build up and it's very heavy or even becomes icy, then it can become,
Well, this one tomorrow, somebody told me last night, I don't know if it's accurate, it's like when they're anticipating it to be that wet, heavy snow.
Oh, boy.
It's not going to be a powdery fly around. It's going to be, because it's going to be, could be raining and then it's going to go back and forth. So,
right. But it is important to clear it because what's going to happen when it's that heavy, wet snow? It's going to freeze and become lumpy. So if you don't clear it when it first comes down and it doesn't warm up in the coming week, then you're stuck with a very uneven surface to walk on that's icy, et cetera. So you do need to clear it, as soon as the snow ends, maybe while it's snowing and when it ends as well.
We're addressing this to seniors, but anybody can fall on the ice,
mm-hmm.
as right. the emergency rooms will attest to.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of people that fall, period. And, you know, to me, you just, I fell last year. I was lucky. Oh. I didn't hurt myself. But you really have to take your time and, mm-hmm. and do your famous walk.
Yeah. Okay. So first of all, there was a Sunday, if I recall, last year when people stepped out of their house and their feet went out from under them.
The real black ice.
It was black ice.
Right.
It wasn't that it snowed necessarily. It just froze over and it was very thin. And a lot of people had a problem that day, young and old.
When Judy Bosworth was inaugurated the first time, we were supposed to go to it. My wife and I, she stepped out the door that morning. Mm-hmm. And broke a wrist and wound up in North Shore. Same
Terrible.
Thing. We just went out and
right.
boom, she slid right up in the air. Went out to get the paper, which is an important thing.
Yeah.
It looked fine.
Mm-hmm.
She went out to get the paper and broke a wrist.
So I have a suggestion.
Go ahead.
You first have to be aware there could be this hazard when you step out. So first of all, what you could do to prepare in advance is take a little bucket, like an old beach bucket, and a gardening shovel, and put some of that abrasive material, either rock salt or sand or whatever you have around, kitty litter, and put it in it right by the door so that you could, you know, open your screen door, scoop, and sprinkle out in front of you before you step.
Okay.
And if it's salt, let it sit for 10 minutes before you step out. Then you got to have proper footwear. You can't go out in your slippers or your flat-soled shoes. You got to have something with a good grip to it, because then there's beyond there that you're walking as well and out in the community. So, you know, if you don't have the right footwear, go out and get it today. They also sell something. I think they're called yaks. You can buy them in local drugstores and Sears. And they actually latch on around the front and the sides and the back of your shoes, and they have little grips.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like a cleat, but I don't think they're metal necessarily.
Right,
it might
right,
be
right.
a very hard plastic, which will help you grip better in ice. Another quick suggestion that I actually got from an occupational therapist is that if you suddenly find yourself on ice or finding yourself on balance, that, you know, make your stance something like a penguin. You know, open your legs a little bit, bend forward slightly so your center of gravity is a little lower. And you can, you know, have gloves on so your hands aren't in your pockets and so that you can kind of be like a tight rope walker, you know, that you can catch your balance and you can sort of shuffle along and walk like a penguin.
Or stand there yeah. until the snow melts or the ice melts.
Okay, what I do, quite honestly, I'd rather walk on snow if it's, you know, not lumpy or a high snow drift than on something that could be black ice.
Agreed completely. I walk, and I frankly shouldn't, but I do walk in the bad weather, and I will walk on the grass mm-hmm. where there is snow as opposed to walk on a sidewalk.
Right.
That's a good point.
Good idea.
You know, you get a better grip.
Right.
And I think your idea is excellent, by the way. I just, on the way here this morning, mm-hmm. I by the supermarket by us, I won't bring the name up because they didn't pay for a commercial, but, you know. But anyhow, long story short, the parking lot was packed
yeah.
at 8:45 this morning, and there's a hardware store there. And I went in to get some more salt, you know, the kind that I can manage, not a 50-pound
bag
of salt.
Right, in the shaker, with the handle. I like that
and
one.
And your point is that that's a perfect little yes. thing to be putting it right out mm-hmm. in the front of the house, so at least you can get out the front door without killing yourself.
Right.
You know, good idea.
Yeah, and it, you know, also put that as well as many other things in your car. You should have some salt and some sand in your car. You never know where you're traveling to next, where you might be in a situation. You might want to put some traction mats or a piece of cardboard in your trunk as well. And, of course, have a small shovel, an ice scraper, and a brush.
A blanket.
A blanket in your car, yes.
Yes.
You never know. I mean, there was a time, I believe it was last year in November, where people were stuck on the LIE in their car for hours. You also make sure the fluid is full in your car. You know, because it's terrible when you're driving to not be able to clear your windshield properly.
I actually bought that this morning, too.
The fluid and a full tank of gas, which you
yes.
said earlier.
Which I did, too.
Yes.
That's
perfect. Yes.
The simple things you don't pay attention to, and all of a sudden you're slotting the slip and you look and the light goes on because it's on E. But now the traffic's ahead of you.
Right.
And I'm one of those people that car goes to E every time before I fill it up. I'm terrible. It's like, Oh, it's on. I've run out of gas a couple of times. It's almost silly to even announce it, but I have. And I've called my partner at work. I'm stuck again. He's like, you're just crazy. But now is the day. You don't want to be frozen sitting there, right? Especially if it's the evening. You know?
That's right. So keep some snacks in your car, some water bottles, and then, of course, you know, by having enough gas in your car, then you're not going to freeze. You're not going to run out of gas and be freezing if you are stuck in traffic. So that is
the water bottle thing, by the way, that's a tricky one, because if it's cold, I've had that where then it freezes. So make sure it's in plastic and there's room for it to expand, because I've actually had a bottle of water break in the trunk.
Oh,
bring vodka and use that as the ice.
That's true. Yeah. And it won't freeze.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, but not while you're driving.
No.
Only if you're a passenger.
No, when you're sitting on the side of your own body.
Right. And then, of course, a charger cord in your car so that you could recharge your phone.
That's another thing. Yeah, the phones need to be charged. People forget that, too. You go out and...
Right.
You know.
Well, this is a very important point to me for seniors. Is I have a lot of friends of mine who are seniors who... Just somehow they have a cell phone, and it's this mentality that they don't want to wear it out or something, and they don't put it on, and they don't have it charged.
Right.
So why have it? You know, seniors out there, if you have a cell phone, use it.
That's right.
You know, have it ready so it can be used if you're in an emergency situation.
It's the truth.
I mean, I know people, well, you know, you can't get me on a cell phone. I don't have it on.
No.
Well, okay.
I had gotten my mother a cell phone years ago. She never left the house with it. I was like, Ma, that's the purpose of it. Right. No, we leave it by the phone. But you have a phone. You don't need that phone by the phone. The poor thing never went in the car. I said, so what if you get stuck in the car? I mean, whatever. Right. It doesn't say
anything. But it's a mentality that's hard to overcome, though.
And people depend on, you know, first alert systems in the house. This is your alert system when you're out of the house.
Right.
You could be anywhere. You could be in a bathroom at a store and have an issue or get locked in. You have your phone. You can get out. You know, it's extremely
I think that's helpful. The best thing that seniors have today is a portable phone, which you didn't have 25 years ago. Something happened to you someplace in a store, in a bathroom, any place.
Yep.
You were stuck. Here you just hit, call the person outside. I'm stuck or whatever.
Well, actually, I have used a cell phone many, many times, not for me, but for other people. There are other people who wind up with a problem. Then forget about yourself. Think about the fact that you might be able to help other people.
I agree.
You know, when they have a problem.
But we're ending here this segment with Shari, and it's always a pleasure. And we hope tomorrow goes well for everybody, because we have wonderful advice already, getting ready and go out this afternoon and do what needs to be done in anticipation of what could be the first snowstorm of the season. So, Shari, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And we're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.